We're joined this morning by Tina Salyer from the Lorain County JVS. Their open house is coming up this Sunday, February 9th, from 1:30 to 3:30. So, Tina, how does this open house differ from when you have like a community appreciation type of day, when you open your doors to the public? How does it really differ for something like this?
Well, this is the opportunity for the community to come in and take a very intense look at all the career technical programs that we offer for high school students. This is more of a recruitment event for us. We do a really good job of starting with students in the elementary school, getting them to learn what Lorain County JVS is all about by career days and sophomore tours, but now we want the parents to come in with their students and see what it's all about. Every one of our high school instructors and our adult career center instructors will be there. It's a chance to really learn about whether a career technical program will be right for a student in the upcoming school year.
Do you have a tour of this, or do they just have people sitting at their stations waiting for somebody to come up and ask questions?
Oh, no. You're invited to come into our building and tour yourself. In every lab, there will be employers, there will be alumni, there will be current students doing demonstrations and available to give you the real inside scoop. So it's, and most of the career technical labs are doing something to make it very fun. For example, in our a commercial truck technology program, one of our employers, Race Truck and Auto, will be there, and he's providing a tailgate party. So if you meander down to commercial truck technology, you can get a hot dog and a pop. So while you talk to the students, employers, and the instructor about what's going on. So lots of fun things, a lot of demonstrations, a lot of hands-on opportunities to see how we do education at Lorain County JVS.
We're talking with Tina Salyer from the JVS. Again, their open house is coming up on Sunday from 1:30 to 3:30. So the way you described it, you have people there that are the instructors, you have the business who would use the skills that are being learned, and then you have not only students but alumni, people who have gone through the process and maybe made that their career, and you kind of, I guess you get to see all stages of a JVS student in a way.
Absolutely. You know, it's easy for us to tell you the good work we do, but when we have successful graduates and we have employers who say, yes, I hire these students on a regular basis, it has so much more meaning for the students and the parents. So we really try to prove that we give students career technical skills and prepare them for college, and it's really a well-rounded education that works for so many students in our community.
What are some of the questions the parents have as far as how does it work?
One of the big things is, so many parents want to know if their kids can go on to college, and they absolutely can. As a matter of fact, every one of our programs offers either college credit or career technical certifications upon graduations. For example, our culinary arts program offers 35 articulated college credits to the Lorain County Community College culinary arts program. So the student has the opportunity, if they come to Lorain County JVS Culinary Arts, to take care of 1 year of college credit if they choose to continue at LCCC and earn their associate's degree. So that's one of the misconceptions about Lorain County JVS that we really are trying to overcome, and this is the perfect opportunity for a parent and a student to go up to an instructor and ask for examples of students who have gone on to college, ask for how many college credits the program allows, and we actually offer like college level math, college level English, and college credit history right on our campus too.
How does the student interact with their home school, the community, as well as the JVS? How is that integrated together?
Oh, that's a great question, and we get asked that a lot as well. The JVS does everything humanly possible to keep the student connected to their home school. High school's as much of a social event as it is an educational event. We all know that. So we have many cheerleaders and football players and wrestlers and band members that come to us. You know, our school day is over at 2:10. It usually gives the athletes and the musicians and the students time to get back to their home school. We do a great job of posting the announcements. Homeschool reps are regularly visiting the JVS, and we allow students time out of class to take care of things like graduation arrangements. So that's not as difficult as what most people would imagine, and we know how that important that is for students, and we take all steps to make sure they stay connected to their home school while getting, you know, the opportunity to make new friends from all over the county.
Are they coming to the JVS for a certain hours out of the day, or is that their school that they'll go to in the morning? They check in, they go through different classes, and do they have like regular core curriculum at the school as well?
Well, and that works two ways. For the majority of our students, they are choosing, in their sophomore year, they're making the decision to come to Lorain County JVS for their junior and senior years. So that's where they don't go to North Ridgeville High School as a junior and senior. They do come to Lorain County JVS for the entire school day. Now, we do have some select programs that are half-day programs. There's four of them, actually, where a student completes their core curriculum, their academic curriculum at their home school, and comes to the JVS either in the morning as juniors or in the afternoon as seniors. So it works both ways. And we do actually have some freshman and sophomore programs, too. But the majority choose to spend their last 2 years of high school with us.
Is there a way that students can be a part of the JVS but not as maybe all in a way? In other words, are there other things happening throughout the year or different things that they can do to actually take advantage of what goes on at the JVS?
Well, I would say that might be best served through our Adult Career Center. If they're interested in taking a course like in a second language or something like that, they might have to do, you know, after their regular school day, because our school day runs parallel to their school day, so that might be a little difficult.
Right. Now, is there any requirements to get into the JVS regarding, you know, grades, how they're doing in school, that type, attendance, that type of thing? What is it that you kind of require so that they, you know, become the students that you want them to be?
There absolutely is requirements that they must meet, and that's a part of the application process. It might be a little complicated to go into now, but that would be a great question. If they're interested, they should come talk to our counselors and our recruitment specialists. They could also even go online. Our application's online at lcjvs.com. They just click apply online to high school, and they can see those requirements. We do require that they're on track to graduate, that their attendance is good, and that's also kind of one of the misconceptions that Lorain County JVS has that we are trying to change. There's competition, you know, to get into to many of our programs, so they really have to be students that are serious about their education and are on track to graduate.
Well, as you talked earlier, there is that college credit possibility as well as the route towards college, so it's not like a fork in the road where they're choosing college or to do some sort of other type of work here with the JVS offers with a lot of the hands-on type of things. That's all kind of still put together, and maybe people can find out more again when they come out to the open house from 1:30 to 3:30 this coming Sunday. I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. You got anything to brag about? What's going on at the JVS that
you've seen
lately, or want to tell us about some successes at all?
Well, can I tell you about some of the fun things going on at open house?
Sure.
You know, so like if it's a high school student that maybe has younger brothers and sisters, bring them. It's never too early to see what we do. Our masonry trade students have built a castle, a full-blown castle in their lab. The culinary arts students are going to be doing food samples with fettuccine Alfredo and stir fry. They're going to be offering pretzels from a special pretzel cart that Guy Fieri has donated to the school. How cool is that? Our landscape and greenhouse management programs, raffling off tickets to the Home and Flower Show. It's really going to be a very fun event. And I know the weather is going to be a little iffy on Sunday. So I hope people will realize that it's a fun way to spend 2 hours. So I hope they'll come out, learn something about what we do, and have some fun participating in all the cool activities that we have going on.
Again, it's this coming Sunday from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Lorain County JVS on 58 and 20 in Oberlin, or you can call them at 774-1051 for other details as well, or go to lcjvs.com and check out what's on the website. Tina Salyer with the Lorain County JVS, thanks for sharing your time with us today, and hope to see you at the open house.
All right, thanks, Bruce.